97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Families and loved ones gathered on a pleasant evening last week for the 24th annual tree lighting ceremony at Aspirus Riverview Hospital. The event brings community members of all ages together to remember lost loved ones and those fighting cancer. Chris Squire is Divisional President of the South and Southwest Aspirus Regions.
We're here to celebrate their memory, here to celebrate the thought of them as we go into the holiday season.
Two special groups take part in this yearly event. Sixth graders from Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School write essays, and the third through fifth grade choir from Grove Elementary serenades those in attendance. Sixth grade ELA teacher Kara Johnson says she was impressed with how personal some of the essays were this year.
Some of them really dug in deep and shared some very personal stories and about hard times that their family has gone through or times when their family has reached out and helped others in need.
Nora Staven was among the three sixth graders there to read their essays.
It's one of the biggest achievements I've made in school.
The elementary choir members were so excited they wanted to sing an extra song before the trees were lit. Volunteer coordinator at Aspirus and organizer of this event, Anne Marie Ott.
So it's just really, really an opportunity between staff and the volunteers of the hospital to know that this community cares a lot and that the hospital, as part of their philosophy, cares a lot.
The choir helped count down to the lighting of the trees. Lights of Love donations benefit the Wisconsin Rapids Patient Assistance Fund, providing support to cancer care, substance abuse recovery, and other critical health initiatives. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The deadline to extend health care premium tax credits is coming up, and millions of Americans are poised to see sharp increases in health insurance premiums, or they could lose coverage altogether. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin warned of skyrocketing health care costs at a health clinic in Wausau last Friday.
For 275,000 Wisconsinites, their health care costs will double, triple, or even worse. And for 30,000 Wisconsinites, this is estimated, the price will be so high that they'll choose to go without health insurance.
Premium tax credits through the Affordable Care Act help low- and middle-income families pay for their health insurance. Without action from Congress, they're set to expire at the end of this year.
What happens when many millions of Americans go uninsured? They forego preventative treatment, early intervention, and then when something's so bad, they go to the ER or the urgent care clinic, and it costs so much in those settings. And it's uncompensated, or somebody goes bankrupt just because of their medical bills.
Baldwin joined most Democratic senators in pushing to extend the credits. She said she's working across the aisle to get votes to extend the tax credit program.
I talk to my Republican colleagues all the time, and I'm talking specifically to those who I think are inclined to want to do this because they've heard from their constituents who are saying the same thing. And I know many of them who whisper to me or say in private settings, we really should do something. I really want to do something.
Congress is expected to vote on legislation aimed at extending the program through 2027 on December 15th, which is also the deadline to pick a health care plan for 2026.
Health experts say it's the time of year to take precautions against respiratory illnesses. Flu activity is still fairly low, according to Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials, but with many people planning to travel for Thanksgiving and spending more time indoors, those numbers could begin to spike quickly. You should make sure you're up to date on vaccinations against things like the flu and COVID-19, wash your hands regularly, and stay home if you're sick. These measures all help protect against further spread of respiratory viruses. Marshfield Clinic is offering free suicide prevention trainings across central Wisconsin next month. These trainings are aimed at supporting farmers, first responders, military personnel, and veterans. The first training is in Wausau at the Elks Lodge from 9 to 2 on December 15th. On December 16th, a training will take place in Marshfield from 7:15 to 4 at the REMS Celebration Center. An additional session will be held in Stratford on December 19th. These trainings are geared toward healthcare providers, veteran service staff and organizations, law enforcement and first responders, coaches and educators. Community members are also welcome to attend. There's a community Thanksgiving dinner tonight at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge. They'll have all the traditional favorites, including oven-roasted turkey, honey-glazed ham, all the sides, and pumpkin pie and cranberry sauce for dessert. That's from 5 to 7 tonight at 430 West Jackson Street. McMillan Memorial Library in Wisconsin Rapids will be closed on Thursday and Friday for the Thanksgiving holiday. They'll reopen on Saturday the 29th from 9 to 5. Gear up for the 41st Annual Cranberry Classic at Assumption High School this weekend. Girls and boys JV and varsity basketball games start at 9 a.m. on both Friday and Saturday and continue until 10 p.m. both nights. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers shut down the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers over the Vikings, 23-6 at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's defense holding Minnesota to just 2 field goals. Quarterback Jordan Love.
It was amazing. You hold a team to 6 points, you know, it's great. And to be able to come up with so many turnovers like that, especially in the second half, it's a big time job by everybody on the defense. And obviously, I'm not sure how many sacks we have, but, you know, they're getting after them. Just a great job by them.
The Packers play the Lions on Thursday. College football, the Badgers with a win over Illinois, 27-10 in their final home game of the year, head coach Luke Fickell.
That's what complimentary football looks like, to be honest with you. That's what I'm most proud of right now. I mean, there's nothing better than sending these seniors out of here the right way.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin defeated Detroit 81-63. Lily Cron, 18 points, 6 three-pointers. And the Badgers volleyball team swept Iowa. Wisconsin now 22-4 for the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little drizzle this morning, mostly cloudy all day with a few more scattered rain showers later this afternoon. Our high today, upper 40s to low 50s. Tonight, rain off and on through the night. Our low dropping into the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with some rain likely at a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.